Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The rollout of training for the state government's new rape kits has been above average in the Darling Downs. 54 clinicians in the region have now been trained to use the kits, which are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault. Since they were introduced in September last year, they have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. All signs are pointing to a rate pause when the Reserve Bank meets later this morning. The cash rate currently sits at 4.35%, while Rate City's Sally Tindall is urging Darling Downs borrowers not to hold their breath for a rate cut anytime soon.
Put the prospect of cash rate cuts entirely out of your mind and do not put them anywhere into your budget. Focus on clearing your monthly repayments, but it would be prudent to factor in at least one more rate hike.
Toowoomba's mayor says the council understands the scope of the Toowoomba Railway Parklands project has shifted, with housing now the priority. All levels of government were to contribute $25 million to the project, with housing to follow in the surrounding area. Jeff McDonald says putting housing as the priority is an understandable shift, but may mean the project will need to change, with the council-owned land not suitable for housing.
It seems now that the shift is that we build the housing and then the parkland would follow after that. So we're working through that process now, and I'm sure a solution will be found and we'll achieve the outcome for the state and federal government around housing.
And briefly, the hunt is on for a teenager who allegedly pulled a knife on a Toowoomba shopping centre security guard before fleeing. Police allege the teen threatened the security guard after he confronted a group suspected of stealing from the Newtown shopping centre on Sunday afternoon.